Lieutenant Fuller, thanks for being here with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the training that happened earlier this month, alert training. Can you explain a little bit about what the alert training is and what you guys did up in Tama County?
Yes, I can. See, officers from the Knoxville Police Department, officers from the Pella Police Department, and deputies from the Marion County Sheriff's Department attended a training at, I believe it was South Tama Middle School. And the training was called alert training. Basically what it was active shooter training.
So it basically is a situation where there's a shooter in a, not necessarily just in a school, but any kind of public building, I imagine, like that. And the school is just using as an example.
Yes. Obviously, in light of, you know, the recent tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, you know, dating all the way back to Columbine High School, you know, police have done things different and evolved since then with their tactics as far as responding to an active shooter. And like you said, it could be, you know, a business, a factory, it could be, you know, pretty much anything, school.
So how long have you been in law enforcement?
I have been in law enforcement for 7 years.
I was hearing on the news after, in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook incident, they were talking about Columbine and talking about how it has evolved. What is the differences then in the training now than before Columbine, before you were an officer, I guess?
As far as the training prior to Columbine, I don't know. I would venture to say that there was little to no training for active shooter.
Basically, you would wait for a SWAT team to come in or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, I believe in Columbine, that is what they did. They did wait for a SWAT team to arrive.
Okay. And now police officers across the country, law enforcement across the country, are taught a more aggressive approach in terms of active shooter.
Yes, they are. As far as dealing with small towns such as Knoxville, such as Pella, you know, Twin Cedars, Pleasantville, you know, we don't have SWAT teams. We don't have tactical teams that are going to be able to be rounded up quickly to do entries for an active shooter type situation or things such as drug warrants, stuff like that.
So the training was learning different ways to approach the situation. It's something that you guys go through, I imagine, on a, I don't know, annual, semi-annual basis to ensure that those skills are there.
Yes. The Knoxville Police Department does multiple firearms trainings per year. One of those trainings is a combat shoot where we pretty much practice tactical shooting is what we do, such as taking cover and shooting.
You said there are multiple departments there. I imagine that's always very good too, having the communities working together, because that's probably something that may occur if you have an active shooter situation.
Absolutely. You know, in Knoxville, if there is an active shooter situation in Knoxville, or when there is an active shooter situation in Knoxville, not only will Knoxville police officers respond to it, of course, but Marion County Sheriff's deputies will respond. You never know, you might have DNR, State Patrol, you might have Pleasantville, you might have officers from Pella coming over here, and that's vice versa. There is a very good chance, and this has been talked about recently, that a Knoxville police officer, an Iowa State Patrol trooper, or a DNR officer might be the first person to show up to an active shooter situation, say if it happened in Melcher or if it happened in Bussey.
And obviously we did have a situation similar to that over in Pella not too long ago. It just kind of shows, I guess, that, I mean, we do talk about these incidents that they occur in different communities, but it could be closer to home than you think sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, law enforcement everywhere, I know that we do it here in Knoxville, we should plan that there is going to be an active shooter situation. I know that nobody wants to hear that, especially people with young children, but it's very important that we train and plan for that, because if it happens and we don't, then, you know, we're not going to know what to do whenever the situation arises. And just like anything else, whenever stuff goes bad, you revert back to your training. You don't just all of a sudden become a superhero.
And I suppose that's why this training is very important. It gives a strict protocol that has hopefully been proven over time to be as effective as possible.
Yes. I don't know a lot about the history of ALERT, but I know that it is formed by people in law enforcement, I believe San Antonio and areas down in Texas. I know that it is taught all over the United States and possibly other countries.